Hello and welcome back to the Metro International Radio Arena here in Newcastle, where at the end of a thrilling second period, the scoreline reads Newcastle Vipers 5, Belfast Giants 3, a quick run through of the goals, two more from former head coach Ed Courtney, and sandwiched in between with a goal from former Giants Jeff Hutchins as well. Indeed, it's been the Courtney and Hutchins top line that has contributed all the goals for the Vipers tonight. Mark Morrison responded with two goals of his own. The first one, a goal might scramble, and the second, a really worked effort. Patrick, what did you make of the period that just passed?
A fantastic period of hockey, I think. The two goals from Mark Morrison were superb, especially the second one. A goal described by Connor as a Titanic goal made in East Belfast. A pass from the right by Graham Wilton would put Morrison right in front of the crease, and he finished past Burner. And Burner has been fantastic in this period. A lot of slap shots from edge of the circle, a lot of slap shots from the blue line, and Burner has dealt with every single part of them. And, well, the Vipers are good for the 5-3, but I think that if the Giants keep the pressure on that they had in the last 5 minutes of the second period, they'll come back well.
Indeed, Patrick, and at the end of the second period, the shot count reads Vipers 35, Giants 16. It's probably a fair reflection of the game. The Giants just took a long time really to get going. It was only that last 10 minutes of the second session there that the Giants really found their stride, and the two goals from Morrison were well deserved. They finished the period on top. They had a 5-on-3 opportunity, which they failed to convert. And the Giants will look to the game from this position. Patrick, what do you think is going to happen in the third?
If the Giants keep the pressure up as they had in the last 5 minutes of the second period, then they'll come back into this game well. However, it seems to be a lot about the entertainment factor in this game. Jason Rushton, I'll openly admit that Jason Rushton has been quite entertaining. He's been inciting the crowd at times with his waving and his stuff, but I think that the game so far has been quite entertaining. It's been well worth the Vipers' lead. However, if we can keep the game if we can come back with the pressure that we had in the last 5 minutes, then we'll do well.
Thanks, Patrick. And just another word that's coming down from the concourse. Chris McAllister is after Jason Rushton, and it should be interesting in the third period. He's made plenty of threats, and we'll see what happens. Oh. So, from Connor Cole and Patrick Smith at the Metro Radio Arena, that's all. We'll be with you at the end of the game. Thanks.